murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, April 4th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Keith Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mshanganya, who is broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Live on Live Talk, we are talking about possibilities of setting up an opposition coalition ahead of the 2023 general elections.
Some supporters of the Opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, led by Nelson Chamisa, say they won't work with Douglas Monzora's Movement for Democratic Change, or MDCT, led by Thokozani Kupe, which recalled parliamentarians and councillors, resulting in the holding of by-elections a week ago. They argue that Monzora should not be allowed to be part of the CCC machine that crashed to victory in the council and parliamentary by-elections.
The MDCT says it is ready to work with all progressive Zimbabweans in order to bring social, economic and political change in Zimbabwe. In its plenary, political commentators does also say it is important for the opposition to form a coalition ahead of the crucial elections.
And in world news, mass graves of hundreds of bodies have been found in Ukraine's Bucha and Irpin cities, which were seized by Russians a month ago. Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia should pay for the atrocity.
Addressing attendance at the Grammy Awards last night, Zelensky appealed for help in fighting the Russian invasion. He has also appealed for military and humanitarian support from NATO members and others.
Russia continues shelling in the southern Odessa region after pulling off its troops from areas surrounding the capital, Kyiv, in what appears to be a strategic move to seize a huge part of the country elsewhere.
Ngibonge mahlaba zimilinjani lapho khona endaweni zonke zomhlaba lamhlaka esihula Dr. Lapha. Isikhuluma khona ngokunenge. Ukunye ukusikhuluma ngakho khona manje sikhuluma ngokhetho. Kusanda kwenziwa lo by elections njalo lokuthi kuzahamba njani xa sithangela kusiya phambili. Kamba amabandla azavumba yini umanyano lo kuthiwa ke coalition kumbe hatch. Sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngakhona oku. Ibandla le Citizens Coalition for Change lithi kuzakuba nzima ukuthi lisebenze lo Monzora labanye, so ke kunenge kwani kukhona. Kodwa kwakhona abanye bathi ukusebenza ndawonye yikho okusebenzayo ukuthi abantu banqobe ibandla leZANU-PF. Xa siya phambili sibili siyabona ukuthi kulokhetho uqatheke kakhulu oluza kwenziwa ngo-2023. So ke abaningi bathi MDCT kuzobuya i-CCC namanye amabandla aphikisayo kumele abambane. Xa sikhangela okwenzakala emhlabeni wonke jikelele sibonile ke kumabonakude. Njalo le Reuters News Agency ibika ukuthi kulamangcwaba lokhu kuthiwa ngama-mass graves atholakale khona ngale Bucha le-Irpin. Lawa-ke ngamadolobho lapho-ke okwakubanjwe khona ngama-Russians. Ama-Russians sale nyanga ingene khona ngale kule Ukraine, esithi-ke umongameli Volodymyr Zelensky labanye bakhe basekela khona kuyena kwakusenziwa ngo-Hitler kudala. Kodwa-ke uZelensky uyakuphika konke lokhu. UZelensky izolo simbonile ku-Grammy Awards aphume khona kumabona kude sithi ucela uncedo. So siyakwazi khona manje ukuthi i-NATO isimnike uncedo lwezikhali njalo lisana ngamandla le-Russia. So siyabona ukuthi kuningi akudingayo. Okwamanje-ke le-Russia lihlasela ngamandla khona ngale i-Odessa. Leyi-ke indawo enkulu kakhulu elamafutha epetulo, kubuye njalo ibambene lolwandle. So-ke bangayibamba i-Russia khanya zani kuyabonakala izinto eziningi. So i-Russia kukhanya ngazani selidinga ukuthi likhipha amabutho alo kuzane Kyiv lapho isigodlo sakule Ukraine liyowafaka khona ngale ku-Odessa le-Donetsk region kwenzela ukuthi bathathe-ke i-chunk yakhona ngale bayenze yabo. So kunjalo-ke mavelas khona ngale kwenzakala okunene ngena khona
aiwa tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro nhasi nemusi wemuvhuro April 4. Ini ndini Marvelous ndiri kuWashington DC. Nhasi tichange tiri kutarisa isu nyaya yezviri kutaurwa nevazhinji, vamwe vari kuti ivo vari kuda kuti vemapatso anopikisa vawanikwe ivo vachibatana kuitira kuti panosvika sarudzo dza 2023 vagobuda vasina ivo kupatsanura mavhoti. Asi vamwe vachishora zvakare vachiti havasi kuda kuti bato guru remunyika rinopikisa Citizens Coalition for Change ribate neiro nere MVCT yava Douglas Monzora uyezve neyava Mai Tokozani Kupe ne MVC Alliance vachiti ivo havasi kufara kuti vaviri ava vawanikwe ivo vachipinda mumubatanidzwa uyu. Asi zvakamira zvakadaro vamwewo vanoti ivo zvakakosha kuti vanhu vakande zvavanofunga kurutsiri vapinde mumubatanidzwa kuitira kuti vawanikwe ivo mune ramangwana vachibuda vachikunda misarudzo ichatevera ya 2023 yemutungamiri wenyika. Tichange zvakare tikutarisa isu pamusoro penyaya yezviri kuitika munyika yeUkraine umo takaona nezuro mutungamiri wenyika iyi Zelensky vachiuya ivo vari pachivhitipiti vachitaura vari kumagrammy awards anga ari iwo muno muamerica kuhollywood vachikumbira ivo rubatsiro rwokuti vawanikwe ivo vachipiwa rubatsiro rwokuti vakwanise kukunda russia. Asi tikaona zvakare imo munyika merussia vanhu vachiwanikwa ivo vakawanda vari kuwanikwa vakabhombwa uyezve vakafa vari munzira. Zviri kushorwa nepasi rose kuti izvi hazvisisinei nehondo sezvo vanhuwo zvavo vasinei nezvemauto vari kuwanikwa ivo vachiurayiwa murussia pari zvino. Saka taona isu mutungamiri wenyika yeamerica pari zvino vabiden vanga vari kutotaura vachiti ivo zviri kuitika murussia pari zvino aiwa zvaenderera mberi uyezve ivo nedzimwe nyika vachange vari vachange vari kusangana vachizeya kuti zvirango zvakatemerwa nyika yerussia zvingawanikwe zvichiwedzerwa sei. Saka ndo zvimwe zvinhu zvatichange tiri kutaura pamusoro pezvazvo ipo pano. Tichitaurawo nenyanzvi dzezvematongerwo enyika kuti vatipewo mafungiro avo kuti vanoona sei zviri kuitika nyanya muhondo iyi iri pakati peUkraine nerussia. Taona zvakare iyo russia ichiti yakumbobvisa mauto ayo ichienda kwatinoti kumucheto kwenyika asi pavari kuenda ikoko vari kunziwo vari kusiya vachiuraya vanhu vazhinji izvo zviri kushorwa uyezve tachiona pasi rose richiti vanofanira kutongwa kumatare makuru nenyaya iyi yavari kuita yekuuraya vanhu vasinei nechekuita nehondo.
Yes, we've got our first guest tonight who is a Zimbabwean living in Canada right now. His name is Kutsai Samaita. Mr. Samaita, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you so much and thanks for having me. Greetings to you, Marvelous, as well.
Thank you very much. Yes, so what's in your mind when we talk about forming coalitions ahead of the 2023 elections?
Okay, so the first thing is minor opposition parties are known to disrupt the votes. They split the votes, and that's not something healthy that we want to do as a country. Zimbabwe, in its very nature, is a country that has a common enemy. Everybody knows that ZANU-PF is the common enemy. I therefore advocate for people to unite rather than be found in vote-splitting parties. People should all unite and form one thing. However, for people to unite, they need relevance. Unfortunately, people like Makupe, people like Travers Republic, people like Monzora, all those are irrelevant right now. We don't want to be talking about that. They should all just rally behind CCC, which has become the alternative party right now, which is the real deal, and that way we can fight the common enemy that we have.
Yeah, ngasukangele wena ngobona kwakho baba Samaita ubona zani ukuthi kubunjwe umanyano uyo ukhetho kambe kunceda ngani kono
abantu kumele sibe manyane njengoba kukhulunywa ngesikhiwa ukuthi united we stand and divided we fall. Kuqakathekile ke ukuthi izizalwane zeZimbabwe zimanyane sibe into eyodwa sonke. Siyekele ukucabanga ngama tribes ethu, siyekele ukucabanga ngenkolo zethu lakho konke. Okwakhathesi kuyaba into ezasiza kakhulu ukuthi sibambane silwise iZANU-PF. Nxa singayehluleka ukukwenza khona kuyaba ngamagwegwe, kungamagwegwe vele kithi ukuthi sihlukane sizama ukukhangelana ngolimi esikhuluma ngendimi esizikhulumayo sikhangelana ngenkolo zethu nento ezinjalo kuyaba ngamagwegwe azasiza iZANU PF ngoba iyabuthakazelela khona kanti ukuthi abantu bexabane bebe behlukene iZANU PF kuyayithokozisa khona kanti so abantu babamanyane sibe into eyodwa njengoba uChamisa ekhona kunguye umuntu esikhangelela ukuthi ngaba ngumthungameli o-relevant right now abantu kwabasekele yena
siyakuzwa ke mavela singangena khonapho ke umbuzo ohambiswa khona
nona sei ngiyayile kutaurwa yekuthi vanhu ngavawane vachibatana vasati vaphinda musarudzo dzemuna 2023
ya sekutaurwa kwandaita both muchirungu nemuchindebele zvinhu zvakakosha fani kuti vanhu vabatane tiite chinhu chimwe chete tiri nyika yeZimbabwe pari zvino zvizvarwa zvenyika yeZimbabwe zvinoziya kuti kupatsanuka kwemavotes kunobatsira ZANU PF. ZANU PF inofara chaizvo kana vanhu vachipatsanuka vachiita tumapato tudiki dai waro vanhu vangobatana taziva kuti common enemy yedu munyika iZANU PF mapati ese aungane pamwe chete tiri kuise pati imwe iyo yatinoziya yeZANU PF yatadza kutungamirira yauraya nyika for the last 42 years. Dai vanhu vangobatana, tiite chinhu chimwe chete, is the only way we can win and survive.
Asika tinoona vamwe vari kuti iwa mapato guru sere Citizens Coalition for Change, iro rakabva mubato reMDCT, harifaniri kubatana zvakare nebato iro reMDCT, kana Ramu Zvare Tokozani kupe. Sei vanhu vari kuwanikwa vachidaro, tichiona kuti
if voti imwe inogona kuchinja zvinhu zvakawanda. Tumapati tuyo tuyatova unnecessary. Haasi siri mapati ari serious. Vanhu vakutonyatsoziya kuti pati yeMDC nepati yaMDC yaTokozani Kupe. Mapati are irrelevant. Right now vanhu vakutoziya kuti CCC is the only relevant party. It's the only alternative government yatingatowana muZimbabwe. Saka tumapati tuana Tokozani Kupe nepati dzana Monzora tuyatuya. Kuda kuzvigutsa iwo matumbu avo hakusi kuda kushandira nyika. Iwo vari kutotsvakawo zvinzvimbo. Naizvozvo vanhu ngavasava nenguva yekuvateerera. Vana Tokozani Kupe nana Monzora pache zvavo vanonyatsoziyawo futi kuti pati inodiwa nevanhu. Ipati yeYellow Movement. Naizvozvo kana kuri kuti vane shungu nekugadzirisa nyika. Ngavangosiya zvavari kuita izvi zvemahumbwe vauye vazobatana nevamwe kuCCC tiro tigadzirise nyika.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu ke baba Kutsanayi Samaita baba konapo sibise ke ubaba uSipho Ngulube. Mr. Ngulube, welcome to the program. Sicela uhlale ukukhona ukuze sikubone kuhle. Asikubone kuhle khona manje. So ke nxa sikhangela baba Ngulube khona kukhulunywa ngabanye abantu abaningi. Bakhuluma zino ngokuthi amabandla kumele abambane. Ngesikhathi sokhetho wena ukubona njani khona
abadube nyabonga ngibongela abanye abakhona la thina kudala sikuchumayele ukuthi amabandla kabambane kudala sikuchumayele but okusalayo engisakuphinda yikuthi iagenda yokubambana is it the right agenda na balenhloso enhle ngokubambana kumbe balenhloso yokusebenzisa abanye na yiwumbuzo endawo ngiphindile mina ngathi kulabantu abaningi abasebenzisa ipolitiki njengomsebenzi career politician bakhona siyabaqamba sibaqamba thina ke asibaqambi ngama region njengabanye ababaqamba ngama region sibaqamba bonke ukuthi labantu abasebenzisa abaku politics as career yebo sesidlule lapho but okusalayo ukuthi iagenda yama opposition iyinye yina kulama opposition amanye lobe lejinye ni agenda are they treating the other regions other tribes equally na ku opposition kolokuyana is a must into abamele bayikhanyele nxa bengayithathi serious ngikutshela khathe sabanye abantu bayaqalisa ukukhuluma ngifuna uku specify abathi emathweni nabantu they are voting for CCC but we know a good number eZANU PF iZANU PF is good getting a good number kubo zwimba abantu ba ama numbers amaningi abantu abavotela iZANU PF basemashonaland. Emashonaland rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
So abantu bezinye indawo nxa bekhuluma bezama ukuraise ama issues, bababeka ama tribal issues. Khathesi abantu sebekubona khathesi ukuthi iZANU is the common enemy. But emathebeleni iZANU has been always an enemy from 1980. thina sekho situation out abantu bezanu bebe abantu emathele bebulawa bebulawela just for not speaking a certain language abanye ama leaders emathebeleni bebizwa dissidents public kuma platform wonke umuntu they have never said a word but namhlanje izami si common enemy thina ke emathebeleni izanu has been always an enemy but abantu emathebeleni sebediniwe ubabona bangasavoti badiniwe abasavoti ungaqala kathesi more than 50% of them are not voting. About 40%. But you know, about them are understand that kono ko, bago address. Bago addressing engine as about what we are going to be talking the raise issue. Bago come be moon. Sisa improve as see next point. But as soon as see next point as long be sa konde ma banyabat. That's the first issue. We must have to address first things first. I go to see chance say pushing dima. I call saying dima atandwa.
Yes, so I think you can hear, Mr. Samaita, the discontentment that is being expressed by Mr. Sipongolube in terms of some regions. They're saying they're voting for what they're doing because they've been doing that, but they're voting for ZANU-PF and all these kind of things. But they've got a grievance. What could be the reaction to that? Yes.
I fully agree with what he is saying. However, the only point where I sort of want to bring my point differently is that when we talk about the first things, what's the first thing? The first thing, according to me, is to remove ZANU-PF. Akula muntu ongakwaziyo ukuthi abantu bemathebeleleni bacindezelwa. Akula muntu ongakwaziyo ukuthi abantu besindebeleni balahlwa yi-government for the last 42 years. But eqinisweni, wonke umuntu vele walahlwa. Abantu babulawa everywhere. Of course, we are not going to compare the numbers. Ikukurawundi was a civil war. That's a topic which is sensitive and it's a topic on its own. Perhaps we don't want to digress for now. But ZANU-PF has been a party known for butchering people. Lakdala, and skamzorewa, abantu babebulawa kuthiwa ngumdengesi. Njengokubulawa kwabantu kwakusenziwa emathebeleleni. So ZANU-PF vele siyayazi ukuthi bangababulali. I therefore say, mina, my advocating is, asimanya nene, dawonye, wonku muntu, shona, ndebele, kalanga, nyanja, kosa, bemba, zulu, sonke kasipamba nene, silwise isita, esikhulu, esiyisita, se ZANU-PF. Sithi nga habe se skipi ZANU-PF. Abalezi kalazo zavo, njenga lava, obabungulube, bebe sebe leta agizi kalazo zavo. I believe we will have a new crop of leadership, a different kind of leadership with different philosophies and different ways of executing things. I don't see them being as difficult as ZANU-PF.
Yeah, can you put that in English? Go ahead, say what you're saying right now.
Okay, so sorry that I make.
No, it's okay. You can go ahead. I think
all these things. So. Yes. Somebody was calling me. Am I back on air?
Yes, yeah, we are back on air. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. So I was saying the problem that we currently have is that the greatest problem, the greatest cancer we have in Zimbabwe is ZANU-PF. If only people could stop focusing on other tributary problems and focus on just the one problem, which is ZANU-PF. Let's all unite, deal with ZANU-PF. After we've eliminated ZANU-PF, then we can begin to bring in all our other petitions. For example, Matabeleland region has complained about being sidelined for a long time. We know for a fact ZANU-PF is not going to change. ZANU-PF has done the same kind of leadership, has used the same philosophy for the last 42 years. Their philosophy of butchering people is not a philosophy they only applied to the region of Matabeleland. People were killed in Zwimba, where Ngulube is talking about. People were killed in Chinoy. People were killed in Mutare. As early as 1979, ZANU-PF had started killing people, accusing them of being Vatengesi, Abatengisi. People were killed in 2007, 2008 by the same ZANU-PF. Doesn't matter which region of the country they were. So I'm not undermining the levels of the atrocities committed in the Kukurawundi period. But I am saying ZANU-PF has always been a party known for not being afraid of spilling human blood. And so, according to me, the most important thing right now is for people to unite, eliminate ZANU-PF, and then bring other petitions on the table, CCC will definitely come with a different philosophy. And if CCC continues to use the ZANU-PF philosophy, they will be a smaller party and easier to deal with than ZANU-PF.
Thank you very much. Just stay on the line. Let's bring in Mr. Thembelihle Ndlovu. Thembelihle Ndlovu, I think, belongs to MRP, the Republican Party. So how are you going to talk about Thembelihle?
Angibonge babu Dube.
Yeah,
I was telling you, I'm not
going
to go to the house. I'm not going to go to the house. I'm not going to go to the house. I'm not going to go to the house. I'm not going to go to the house. I'm not going to go to the house. I'm not going to It is an say to me in general CCC. These people they're going to be with us manje. Ngoba befuna ukuthi basuse that leader ekhona ku manje ukuthi nabo bakwazi ukuthi leader, right? From there, mabeqedwe ukuthi sebesusiyo le leyo phatha abayisusayo. Abasayinaki imthwakazi. Abasayinaki imthwakazi, bengayinaki imthwakazi bazoze bebuye maso kumele futhi kuvote. Sebezodukisa abantu bakithi. Bakethi mawe badumisile abantu bakithi bengasakwazi ukuthi baqonde kuphi. Babuye futhi abantu bakithi bagcwale khona ngale ngoba vele umbuso usuke ukhona. Sibuye emuva, izano iyakwazi ukuthi kuyenze ukuthi abantu bavote ngodlame, ngokushukunyezwa beshaya abadala, bese kuthi thina kumthwakazi sebeyacabanga abantu ukuthi hey, kunento leyake yayenzeka abathi iground. Even still now we lose our fathers, we lose our mothers, nama sisters sabaluza ngendaba yezano. So the only thing I mean, I can stick on the point. Umthwakazi awufundi ukuthi vele asina lutho but sizoba nalo ulutho noma siyundaba mlonyweni, we have to strong nomqondisi until we get the powerful men. Umqondisi is a slender, ngumuntu onomzimba omncane ongambona umyeyise but engumuntu ongaletha inkululeko kwamthwakazi.
Yeah, so in brief what are you saying about forming coalitions? Should the MRP be part of a coalition ahead of the elections?
Yes. MRP must register to go to elections, and then I will stand with them even to talk everything about Mthwakazi. And then I will be happy if we're going to get 50%. That thing is going to make Mthwakazi to be strong.
So they shouldn't be part of CCC and MGCT and other parties in terms
no.
of coalition ahead
no.
of the elections.
Because if you understand, Bab, you can't be part with your enemy. This thing is going to be the same our father Nkomo did to ZANU-PF, to be part with the ZANU-PF. At the end, they turn the table before they eat. But in the matter of Nkomo, they tell you, I love nothing, Hamba now. And then Tina futhi sesiphinda futhi sikale nabetafuleni sibambisane nabo ukuthi sikhiphe isitsha eZANU-PF labana abantu ngomalume nabatshana nabo mzala nabo banibani those guys bonke njengamahlona angeze umuntu esindebeleni othwa nguye ofunga uvotelo labantu esikhuluma ngabo ngabempumalanga bonke abayizitha zethu but bengabantwana babadala abayibo abakhoza inkinga esindebeleni so thina ke intsha asikwazi ukuhlala nabetafuleni kathike bahlale etafuleni nomkhulu owethu ongumqabuko bamjikela futhi amatafuleni kumanje siyasokola akekho yazi iBlawayo team ikanjani emashonaleni ngalo ngababuza ngesitrata seBlawayo akekho nokwaziyo ukuthi zinjani iy'tratha zakho.
Yeah, thank you Thembelihle, thank you Ndlovu. Hold on there, let's go to Professor Masocha, Elliot Masocha. I think he's around now. Welcome to the program, sir. Elliot Masocha, I think your mic is muted somehow. Can you take care of your mic? I think I've opened the mic, but there's an issue with your mic. Can you hear me now? Quiet. Don't touch it. I'll touch it from this end. So go ahead, say. How are you? So it seems as if your microphone is not activated. Can you activate it and come back? Activate it and come back. So let's bring in Marvelous Dlanganyawe so that we can continue with the program. So Marvelous, there you are. You can hear MRP, they are saying they don't want to be part of this coalition, not at all.
I think I would like you to bring back the young gentleman from MRP. I have a question for him.
Yeah, okay. Let me bring him. Here he comes. Yeah, there he is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, go ahead. His name is Tembelihle Ndlovu.
I think that you're not interested at all to get into a coalition with parties like the CCC. Why is that? Who is your common enemy? Are they your enemy?
Right. What I can say to you is, as I said before,
mm-hmm.
those CCC, it was a party, one party with MTC for Tsvangirai. Those people, they separate on different groups. Even now, they are different groups.
Mm-hmm.
So even if they're going to be together, they're going to be separate again. Because the first thing, that thing makes them to separate. What is going to block the separate again? Waste of party going to put in Ndebele, and then Ndebele, they know Ndebele and Shona is the enemy, animal and animal. That's why I'm saying to be united or to be together, I don't think it's going to be the solution. The only problem and the only thing I want to say to Mpolas, don't forget what did to Mr. Nkomo.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, looking at your analogy, when you're fighting a bigger enemy, isn't it better for you to form a coalition first and then talk about your differences? Because we just saw the recently ended by-elections. Did your party get any seats?
No.
So how are you then expecting to be able to have your leader voted in as the leader of Zimbabwe?
Yes, go ahead. Hello. Go ahead, Tembelihle.
Okay. What I can say, it's easy to fight with enemy. You can take your neighbor and go and fight with enemy.
Yes.
But if your neighbor is a poison to you, it's not easy. Sometimes the moment you go in war with your neighbor, it's going to be backfiring to you. The only thing what I can say.
Yes. So what you're saying now is, you don't want a scenario like what happened to Chishwankomo, right?
Yes, yes. That one is the very sensitive thing. It's attaching me on my heart. Mr. Nkomo was giving us a peace in Mthwakazi. At the end, the moment Madala passed away, no one thinking about Matebele and Mthwakazi. Until
yes.
Now. Right. So long, Ubaba, Umkabugo was CM Taben. Aluzange kwaba nomuntu owake wacabanga ngomthwakazi kuze kube kumanje. Namanje sebekhuluma ngomthwakazi ngoba sokunomfana omncane omqondisi owuyo oseqala ukuvusa abantu amakhanda. The most people ade bekwenza bebekhala ngegugrawundi kungenamuntu ophakamisa ivoice. Now sokunomqondisi sebekwazi ukuthi singakwazi ukuthi i-CCC nale kalo badubaneyi MDCT zibambane nomthwakazi bafuna ukuthi sisebenze njengokwayenza ubaba uNkomo. Could be the same thing after 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, there we go. Yes, go ahead, Thomas.
Okay, so there's one very big thing that I want to address here that has been said by my brother Ndlovu. I don't agree with him at all when he says the Shonas are enemies of the Ndebele. That's not true. And this is so ancient. We don't want that kind of backward thinking as we try to fix our country. It's not true that Shonas and Ndebeles are enemies. For goodness sake, there are millions of intermarriages that have taken place right now. These people have become our nieces. These people have become our uncles. You guys have become our uncles and our nieces. We have taken your sisters. You have taken our sisters. We have become one. We are becoming one. You know what? If you walk into the streets of Bulawayo right now, you can speak in Shona or Ndebele and people will understand you. That's how people have been combining. That's how people have been becoming one. And this is a process that did not start yesterday. It's been happening for years. A long time now, people have been intermarrying. And tribalism has become a thing of the past. I know that we do have atrocities that were committed. Those things still have to be atoned for. nobody is going to underpin them. We are not going to forget that this thing still needs to be fixed. However, the people who committed those atrocities are still at the helm of power right now. And so it cannot be fixed as long as they are there. I want, for the purposes of emphatic repetition, to say that it's not true that Shonas are enemies of the Ndebele. That's not true.
Tovunza ipapo vasa maita kutumunona seju mtaoru wane mnyarikani wedu. Varuguti iwo sema onero avo. Batu ravo arizu umbu faraka batana nie mangu mapato. Agadaisa vana CCC. Nekuti apana kujigizana. Varuguti iwo vaka ruwazi washa kanyanya. Panesha kaitika kunava Joshua Nkomo.
Ya, vaka taura wachidaro, deni wanufana uzia oti batu ravo arimbo firaka zotonga na rinu ose. Arinako arichambo faraka suika. Chekutanga, vanu wawo vashoma chaizu. Vari vashoma kutaro. Vari vashoma kutaro vanu mebato irori. Hakuna muna arikuda kuvateerera. Ruzhinji rwevana veZimbabwe. Arikuwirirani ne filosofi yekupatsanura patsanura vanu na marudzi. Vanu dai vabatana tarikwisana ne uyipi weZANU PF. Kana tichinge tapedza kurwisana ne uyipi weZANU PF. Tochitanga kudzokera kumashure tichinogadzirisa paka. Kanganiswa pese nezanu PF. Ende atikwanisi kuzviita zvinhu izvozvi kana tisina kubatana. Ende hatisi chokwadisha taurwa navanzovu kuti hanzi izvo mashona nemandevele havadyidzani. Inhema dziyadzi hakuna zvinhu zvakadaro. Vanhu vechindevele mazuva ano vava zvikuru vedu. Uye vakwasha vedu. Nesuo tiri vanatsano kumandevele. Tiri kutorana tichitorana tichingodaro and there's been so many intermarriages. Zaitika pakati pevanhu vechishona nemandevele.
Yes, ya kuzo wakulu kia. Sikuwa mbe kuna poke samaita. Sizu kuwa mbu Joseph Ndlovu. Kate ngenile lapo u Joseph Ndlovu. Ndlovu kuya sizu wa?
Nikuzo wakulu. Lijani?
Sia pila wakulu ye. Ngena posela kukuna. Posela kwa.
Sia pila. Yazi. Nya chiseka. Nila. Ndolu kupendu luba wani. Luketu kuluma. Nkina isishona kansanga. Nya kaba ukutu kuluma nye nishato. Ekona. Njongoba nishilo nje nchi isisho na kanisala ni akabanya nikutu kuru magani manga mbuzo nje manje
zinuga
manga nade
ye nakumbuzo
nukumbuzo uba
ye nakumbuzo kaka mbuna mazani kumele kubunji yep. Ini umanyano kuarezi uketu olubu yae
mina asenze kanje baba before kuvekeza kana ngiti kona kuwe I'm a non political party supporter kota ndele kundebeleni alright ni umuntu asesindebeleni nje bese ngikhona ukwenza kanayo so lokhala ngicabanga ukuthi lo muntu okukhulumayo lo manje ukuthi ukhuluma manje lanxa ngingamzwa ekhulumisishona benithi kunabuye asi kwestiyo sokuthi kubanjani ngoba vele okwenzakala ngoba uNkomo kwabona mbani nobani nomntwana le 4 years uyakwazi ukuthi indebele alizange ibona kale njengomuntu eshoneni ngikhuleke ngalokhu ngikhuleke phambili ngithi kona angibuza ubaba okhuluma ngemishado ngiyacabangela ngithi angazi ube ngisho kanjalo na zingaki izalukazi zasesindebeleni esishoneni ngikhuluma naye manje akukho lokho nje ukuthi badinga amavoti laba bantu angivumelani nokuthi umthwakazi avambane nabo CC nabo zanu umthwakazi akazimele kodwa ke mina angisupporti even a single political party eZimbabwe
yes wenelisa kufaka ngesikhiwa kumbe awenelisa. Just 2 seconds. Should there be any coalition? That's why we're hitting.
No. There mustn't be any coalition at all because the Shonas have never recognized the Ndebeles. Martin Abuza and Kubegele Pambin to Uba
Lovin. What is later Uba, Prophet Elliot Masocha says, Utina, Utin. Mr. Masocha, welcome to the program. Yes, I think today you've got some challenge with your system. I don't know what is going on. Can you hear us? No, you can hear us, but we can't hear you. I think maybe it's all to do with the activation of your mic. So while you are doing something there, let's bring in Mr. Shelton Mlilo. Shelton Mlilo, so I'm going to get a little bit.
Ama vozi ezano ebetholakala ekomunye umngcwele ngesikhathi esibona bebengakubona ubuli abantade bebabe ngamandebele because izulu belisanetha ngale besathola into abayifunayo okwamanje ngokubona kwabo ukuthi hawo right into le yayibonwa ngalabo abanye abantu sesiyibona manje ukuthi hayi iwrong lento le sebeqala manje ukuthi hayi asibambaneni isandla sithi nokuthi nokuthi ngoba izulu lisanethi kubo. So kunzima thina kithi ukuthi izulu vele vele inganethi. Na kuwe wena belilinga ebelinetha ubungasinaki. Lithi masele ngasanethi kubu sifithi sibambisana ibhakethi. Hayi. Thina si right sizibambela ibhakethi sizodwa. Labo abakufakayo yibo okumele bakukhiphe. Ngiqinise ligona. Kodwa mbuye ngithi futhi ukuzibamba umlomo ngithi mina ngingumuntu isikhathi esiningi sesiphilile esahlangana nabantu. Ngomshado ngokuzalana nani ngani ngani so kunzima ukuthi manje sijudge ukuthi i tribal eyiyo yipi i tribal kabani yipi because mina manje ngakubuza umbuzo eyone ukuthi akungitshela abantu laba abaningi ababuya bethi bangamandebele bonke ngamandebele na o i tribe siya ngokuthi siyakhona ukukhuluma isindebele phela kwamanje masithi i tribe abantu bakuthatha ukuthi mangikhona ukukhuluma isishona kusho ngilishona mangikhona ukukhuluma isindebele kusho ngilindebele kathi hathi cha ama tribe esinawo maninga kakhulu eZimbabwe kodwa ngendaba yokuthi indebele neshona li riser lifuna ipower that's why so ngathi kuthiwa kune tribalism kunani nani kathi haa ama tribes maningi so mina ngithi baba akungichazele ukuthi ngokufunda kwakho singabe sinama tribes amangaki thina la eZimbabwe.
Yeah, so in brief, we have to find a secure Kunogatukumako. Very briefly.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, just
but I will start by asking you a question. Since I was born, or since from primary up to secondary, up to my A-level, they used to tell us that Ischwala in English, it's Sada. Ne? It's right, ne? They used to tell us,
so hopefully,
Ischwala in English is fat. For that is tribalism. You can't take one of students from Matabeleland South now, even today from primary school, and ask him or her that same question. The only answer that she or he will give you is only fat. So that's where the problem started. Because even if now you can check on internet or somewhere, Ndebele is excluded from the languages. It's not a language. It's not considered as a language. It's just a media of communication between the people.
So do you believe
yes.
In coalitions?
I believe in coalition. Like I said before, that due to intermarriages and some stuff, it's hard for these days to say, yeah, I'm a Ndebele, or I'm a Shona, or I'm a Veda, or I'm a Sotho. For now, we need change. Everyone needs change. And there is no other way. But there are some points that we must face first before we go against the enemy. These challenges are, even in South Africa, the Zulus, they have got their own land. The Swatis, they have got their own land.
So, similar to Zim, Venda, they should have their own lands. Ndebeles, they should have their own known lands. Shonas, they should have their own known lands. And we need separate governments. That's what I can say. Right. For now, we can shake hands and attack the enemy. But how about after the party?
Okay, all right. We hear you. Marvelous. There.
Yeah.
Marvelous. Go ahead.
Hey, Wam Kuma, Vangor Kutaura, Varta Rofu, Wazavo, Varta Zuku, Papamo, Wavo, Asich and the Bata, Pepit, Sir and Rupagas Toroti, Evo Simonero Avo, Vano Nongisha, Kanaka Ashuk, Tivan, Evi Mapato, Anupiki Savabata, Nipangoye Saruzu. Asi shirukunya nyuwa neta kwa mwepa ondesho kuti chinozo itika chii mshure mekunge vapinda mbusa ruto chombo utiva kunda chinozo famba se iwo varikuda utika na chinge zadaro vanu anozo ogu matezile lendi itesesho netuwa South Africa utikuni ngekune venda lendi nechi lendi vanu achizu tonga ikoko vane urumende yao devolution I think ndoozo inota uro wako Zimbabwe asi ndooma onero avo avarikutawa.
Yeah, Baba Ngulube, ngena kuna poke, nga mafichani, mwa viskati setu, sisi nansesi yungu mangoi, ngena Ngulube.
Nyabunga babu tuwe. Nsiti nza pendlupu tiluana uwe kuruma ngayi kuti tribalism maiko. Kota mbwane nganu indlela, ubabaluana okulumile omdala, okulume nganu sekala. Nchemu ufo yetu nganu za fundu kuti nga ekuruma, angate yati kukuraundi was a civil war. Kukuraundi was never a civil war. Angate matebele ni ngoba ngobula wangabantu wekulumi sishona mapasini ati soku raiti. Ngoba ikini so tibwe nchideo ema shona de dea rare wangakulumi shona u public transport. Paa kutalaza wongi abantu. Paa kutalaza. That thing hati enzagala ngobula wangu. Kaya enzagale ya rare. Mm-hmm. That thing yikulumi minu kuti abantu ngagui kuti e United College la pane tuze wempilo. Kwa fundi sisi shona language. Pate ya rare kakufundi sisi ndebele. Yikuwa nyumbuze kone mimi. Uwuti, United College kufundiswa isi shoni. Harare kasifundi usisi ndebe. Anga mboni kutie na abantu, aba marginalized, ngabe raise the issue, ababe seba wana zea ma tribalist. Yikuwa kuzasenza kono kumasukuma ma collusion. Okutia mfo yetu yena losa losa ndugu kurumu. Yu collusion saifuna. Saifuna vele sifunu kipizana. Pati umbuzo vele sese konuti, baza si chini simba akwetu kusirenza jengo ila ukipizana. Siyawazi unkomo wa msebenza, unkomo vele nilo uti tribalism ya ini, uti kale manji, uti tribalism ya kala kutahala manji sipeji. Ay kalanga, ay pelanga manji tribalism. Tribalism kutahala ini, izapu was made up of all polity, all tribes. Ama ki positions, uzapu unkomo, wae seyola ngabantu we shone. Even kubula ama business mena kutahala ngawe shone. So, After unkomo after 1980 bam kipa unkomo ubuNdebele bamenza engani usay tribalist bambiza wonke amabantu lo kukuround they killed abafazi ababezithwele abantu zikazana so nxa sithi civil war civil war akusibi kubani lobani esilwa labantu abangalambopho akuzange kube ne civil war ngesikhathi sekukuround.
Yeah, so what is sibaba umlomo konapho ke Ngulube sizwe ubaba uElif Masotsha professor. Professor, tell us about the comments. Welcome, Professor. Yeah, Professor, today I think things are not going well. So I think maybe we have to come out with a theory of how we can bring him in. So let's see. Yeah, maybe you can, Professor, you can use a phone or a laptop. Maybe that will work. So, yes.
Yeah, ngicela ukuthi abantu bekwazi ku ngiphendula uNgulube lapha. Kuqakathekile Ngulube mfowethu ukuthi ufunde umahluko okhona phakathi kwezanu PF labantu besishoneni. These are two institutions. Abantu besishoneni kaso zanu, izanu kaso mashona. Izinto ezimbili zona lezo. So that is where you are missing it. Nxa ungakwazi ukufunda ukuhlukanisa iparty le tribe, awusozwe le problem. So aso qiniso ukuthi amashona abulala amaNdebele akula nto enjalo ugogwami mina wayehlala echivele kakwazi kwayengekho and then enye into ebengifuna ukuyikhuluma futhi Dube yikuthi if people just bring emotion unnecessarily then there will never even be a conversation. I know everybody knows the atrocities were committed by ZANU-PF. We have to be clear ukuthi iZANU-PF yiyo eyakhomitha ama atrocities. Kulogogo wayezihlalele le cheche ngale engakwazi lokuthi abantu besiNdebeleni babe bulawa. Then namhlanje sibe sesivuka sithi amashona abulala amaNdebele. I mean that's not fair. That's a fallacy. You don't think like that. We are not supposed if we think like that then we are not going anywhere. And then indaba yokuthi izaphu iyayimanyanisa ama tribes wonke. Siyakwazi lokho ukuthi babe khona uNyandoro labo mjuru labo mgabe babe khona laphana kuzaphu beyiqala bendawonye. But we also know ukuthi lezanu iqalwa eNyamandlovu. Iyayilawo wonke abantu besishoneni labesindebeleni izanu yona le izanu esihluphayo yona le iqalwa eNyamandlovu iyayilayo wonke umuntu. So we have to be careful when we are tackling the issue of tribalism. However, the most important thing right now that we have to do is people should unite. Singamanyana sibe into eyodwa. Sizakwanisa ukuthi silwise izanu PF. Sithi nxa ngabe sesilwisa izanu PF, sibe sesibona ukuthi izinto lezi zenziwa kanjani. Ufuna ukucorrect uNgulube futhi again, he lacks in statistics. Ngulube lacks statistics. Abantu besishoneni, they are close to 80% of our country's population. So you don't expect the demographics of Harare to be the same demographics in Bulawayo. It doesn't work like that, Ngulube. Abantu besishoneni banengi kakhulu. So ungayethi noyi indlela abantu abakhuluma ngayo eChinoyi kayisoze ifana nendlela abantu abakhuluma ngayo kobulawayo. And those people are not tribalists.
Yes, yakuzwa kukhulukisa Maita. Can you put that in English just briefly and then we try to bring.
Okay, so the first the first thing that I said here in Ndebele was that Ngulube needs to know that ZANU-PF is a separate entity from the Shona. ZANU is not Shona. Shona is not ZANU. And then to accuse Shonas of having butchered the Ndebeles is untrue and it's a fallacy. My grandmother in Chivu there did not know that Ndebeles were being butchered in Bulawayo in Matebelele. That was none of her business. She was not involved. There was no social media. There was no WhatsApp. She didn't even know about it. People did not even know about Kukurawundi. So it's not Shonas who butchered the Ndebeles. These atrocities were committed by ZANU-PF. And people must separate the Shona from ZANU-PF.
Yes, so and then I said, basically here, the big question is, there cannot be a coalition with other small parties because of that issue of Kukurawundi or some other issue, right? So briefly, 1 minute on you.
Okay, for us to be able to fix that, we have to say who committed ZANU-PF. Because right now we have a problem of Ndlovu and Ngulube thinking that Shonas are suspects. Ndlovu even spoke about Mtane Nyoka. That's not true. Chamisa was not there when Kukurawundi was being committed. And you cannot expect Chamisa to behave like Robert Mugabe. These are separate. So people must separate, first of all, Shonas from ZANU-PF. Then they can understand. And again, if people are saying no to coalitions, if people are saying no to unity, then unfortunately, I must say, Matabeleland will continue to suffer. Baza pila yenwe kwezo mlomo, benga yegelu kusanga na labanyo. O Zanis manyane, siluise isita. And then, ZANU-PF did not butcher people only in Matabeleland. ZANU-PF butchered in Mutare, in Murewa, Karoi, everywhere. ZANU-PF started butchering people a long time ago. They were calling people sellouts and killing them. The numbers might not be the same. And then the last thing that I mentioned was where the statistics, people have to be careful with demographical statistics. Shonas make close to 80% of Zimbabwean population. So you don't expect the behavior of people in Chinoy Central to be the same as the people in Bulawayo. And again, Bulawayo is a metropolitan city, I must add this. From the onset, Bulawayo was the industrial capital of Southern Africa. So Bulawayo attracted people from all corners of Zimbabwe, including, that's why you have people like myself being born in Bulawayo, because our parents were moving from wherever they were moving to come and work in this industrial capital.
Yes, thank you, Samaita. So, marvelous. Maybe go for Ndlovu right now.
Professor Masocha, tinavo karunare. Munoona sei nyaya yekubatana kwemapato tikunzwa pane vamwe vekumtwakazi vari kuti ivo kwete hazviite nekuti ivo sevanhu vari kubulawaya vaone kunge vangabatana nevanhu vemashona.
Yakataurwa pa ihombe dzakakora dzinorwadza zvekare muhistory yeZimbabwe. But ndakatarisa idi vanoti vanhu vanofanira kubatana. Ndinoona sekuti ndoo the biggest enemy reZimbabwe ivavo vanoramba kubatana navamwe nokuti kubvira vangomo chaivo vakafa vabatana navamwe. Saka handizivi vanhu vanoti pati yavangomo iwo vasingadi kutevedzera zvirongwa zvavangomo nezvavakasiya vaumba vangomo handizivi kuti vanhu vakaita sei vanhu ivavo ndivo vendingati ndivo maenemy ezimbabwe asingadi kubatana navamwe kubvisa ZANU PF ini tine history yepolitics muvictoria falls ino pakaitika zvose zvaada kukura wings tanga tiri muvic falls samashona pati yezanu pf ikafomewa muvic falls nababa vangu atiro racism kana discrimination iriko kwese kana kuno kuamerica kunoko saka kana tichida kubudirira muzimbabwe kana tichida kuti tizotonga pati dzedu seopposition tinofanira kubatana pati inozvitiyiwa aisu hatibatani navamwe kana kuti isu tisuvatsvene kudarika vamwe sokunzwa kwanamboita veccc vachitaura kuti pati dzakati dziri irrelevant kungotaura chete kuti mumwe munhu uri irrelevant mudhemokrasi yatinoda kuumba ndeyekukoniwa ikoko hakuna munhu uri irrelevant nezvaari kuita ndingatora sokuti veccc ivavo vazhinji vacho varimo tikatarisana naJobs Color tikatarisana naTendai Biti kana Chamisa vose vakambobuda vakafoma zvipati zvavo vachibuda kune dzimwe ke zvino vadzokazve chavanoda chai chaicho handizivi kuti kubatana here nokubvisa ZANU PF kana kuti vanoda kuramba vachingoputsa opposition isazofa yakatonga munofunga imi kuve CCC kana vamwe mapati munofunga kana makanatsozvifunga chaizvo chaizvo mungafa makabhita ZANU PF nokupatsanuka kwamuri kuita ngative nechokwadi mukutaurirana chokwadi kana pasina unity yezapu pasina unity yemapati ese ayoka hakuna pati opposition inozombofa yakatonga yakabvisa ZANU PF nokutaura kwandakamboita nezuro ZANU PF pachirungu inenge iine inonzi iyo first mover advantage mukatarisa chinonzi first mover advantage kumabhizinesi vanatsokuona kuti maseparation amina wewaya you will never ever ZANU PF because inotova nefirst move advantage ndiyo pati yakatanga kutonga Zimbabwe hazvisi zvakabviswa izvozvo zvokuti ndiyo pati yakatanga kutonga maadvantage ayo haasi akabviswa kana tikati isu hatibatani namashona isu hatibatani namandevere at the end of the day kana muchipinda mupolitics vanoda kupinda mupolitics zivai kuti tose tiri mazimbabwe the moment yamunobva makotanga kuti mundevere mushona mukadzi murume hamuna kwamuri kuenda hapana chatatamboita muzimbabwe mose takabatana tikatadza kubudirira hazvisati zvamboitika zvanu nezvapo vakabatana kuwana independence muzimbabwe imi kana muchida kufa makazotonga munofanira kutevedzera izvo zvakaita maleaders ezvanu nezvapo kubatana ivi vakava vana magrievances between them but zvinozoonekwa zvinozoonekwa mberi mahwina kwete kutanga kuti chii chinozoitika kana tikahwina zvakati zvikati hamusati mahwina saka you can't answer that question.
Thank you very much. You can put that in English just briefly 1 minute.
Maybe
Professor Masocha. Just 1 minute. Then we'll go to Enkendo. Quiet, Masocha. So she is not hearing me?
We don't have anyone from CCC on this panel. I just wanted to make that correction. And then also there's Douglas Tonei who's saying, Chokwadi, Mr. Masocha. Tell them. So tell us in English.
Yes. You know, there are a lot of big issues that have been raised, painful issues in the history of Zimbabwe. But, you know, remember, we don't belong to the past. Anybody who wants to have the inspiration of Dr. Joshua Nkomo should go for unity with other parties. Anyone who is going to say that I'm not going to have a coalition with this party and that party and that, but that person is the biggest enemy of Zimbabwe. Because the moment you are going to highlight and say, oh, the Ndebeles have done this, the Shonas have done this, then we are going to be stuck right in the history of Zimbabwe, right? Life does not move backwards. To move forward. Zimbabwe needs unity. Whenever we are getting in politics, let's get in politics calling ourselves Zimbabweans, not women, men, blue, green, and whatsoever. And when looking at the opposition parties, you know, I see that CCC is composed of people who have at one point in their political careers have split from the original FDC and from their own party FDC, you know, about 99 and this and that, and now they have come back together and they are, some of them are calling other parties irrelevant. I was reading an article today from one of the CCC, I think it's the deputy leader, saying Cooper and Monjora are this and that. Those are the biggest enemies in the political history of Zimbabwe, to call somebody irrelevant in a democracy that we are fighting for. What type of democracy is that when we are calling each other irrelevant?
Thank you. Thank you.
Who is calling somebody irrelevant is the person who is the most irrelevant, and because he doesn't know what democracy is all about. It's about setting other people's views.
Thank you so much, Professor Masocha. Let's go to Ubabu Tubelike Ndlovu. Tubelike, you last word. Tubelike Ndlovu.
We were banned. Angeke ukuthi mawushadusise wabo ubususitha amandebele namashona azwana. Okwesibili, angeke ungitshele wena ukuthi kuno iblawayo yo emadebelele into yonke kahle kahle. 100% ezikolweni ngamashona, 100% ezibhedlela ngamashona, 100% ezipolice station ngamashona. Bese ngibuye ezikolweni. I-English yadinga ukuchasiswa ngesintu ukuze umntwana akwazi to catch that word in English from his language. And then abese sithi namandebele namashona kunobudlelwana akunabudlelwano la ngiyaqala le ngibuye futhi ngithi mina kuyena ngizongixolela ngoba inhliziyo yami sisuke yaba phezulu kakhulu ngibuye ngithi futhi angathi yena ma athi abantu ababambana abese sithi mele siyenze okwayenzwa ngonkomo kudala unkomo wakuyenza it was the first and last angicabangi ukuthi kube bekasaphila manje umqabuko ubezoyenza lento yanokuhlanganisa itafula izano uqeda ukukhuluma lomfo uthi yena amashona maningi ubudlula amandebele manje thina sizobambisana nawo wonke amaparty la khona thina sobe si 50 bona be 100 manje qeda noma masiqeda kuyina lento yokususa izano sesisusile izano bazothatha isikali bazifaka esikalini yiphi ezoba phezulu yiphi ezoba phansi 100 izoba phezulu ukudlula 50
yes
sensitive into izizano.
So give Shelton his last word. Shelton, your last word, just a few seconds. Can you, your last
word? Yeah, as an end of the Kuluma Majesty to Tele. Unamakama are to Telisayo sometimes. Some of the ways they get some people angry, especially that guy who just tried to justify what happened during the Kukura Wonje, what happened there back then. If you may recall everything, those other stories from Zilegazi going in to in Zimbabwe, some stuff, it was before the time of unity. If the Ndebeles are talking of the Kukura Wonde, they are talking of the after party from the day of the unity. So please, those people, they must stop trying to justify themselves. It's better to say sorry than to act as if you don't know anything. So this thing pains most of the Ndebeles, that the most of the Shonas, they try to justify the Kukura Wonde massacre. And for that is wrong. Please, I'm begging those brothers, those Shona brothers, stop justifying yourself and face the truth. It's better to say, guys, we are sorry for this and this. We are going to do this and this for you. Let's move on. Not just to give us the reason that Mzilegazi did back then. So, as us, we have to go back to Chagas rule there back in Zanz. For that is wrong. Because we came here and united with the Shonas. After the unity, they did the same thing. So, we are now afraid that if we unite for now, what is going to happen after our unity?
Thank you very much. On that note, marvelous. We come to the end of the show and we are happy. There's so many people. We don't have time.
Masocha is burning to say something from
us. But the problem is our time is out, so we can't do it. So, Professor Masocha, we invite you for another round, maybe on Friday. We have the same discussion. So we thank Professor Elliot Masocha, Mr. Tembelike Ndlovu of Mtwakazi Republic Party, independent activists Kusai Samaita, Joseph Ndlovu, Sipho Ngulube
and Shelton Mlilo. And signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Marvelous Mzanganya Huye and would also like to thank Dr. Elliot Masocha, who was on the phone on this side.
Thank you very much. Good night, all.